AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A major reversal on immigration could be in the works. Sagar Magani has details.
Officials familiar with the plan say the president is considering detaining migrant families who cross into the U.S. illegally. That comes as the administration gets set to end COVID-19 restrictions at the southern border and an expected influx of migrants. It would be a big flip. While both the Obama and Trump administrations detained families, the Biden administration stopped holding them in late 2021. Officials say nothing's been decided, and Biden spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre will not say if detention is an option.
I'm not going to go in on rumors that are out there.
The current policy allows families who arrive at the Mexico border to be released into the U.S. and told to appear in immigration court at a later date. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two Americans back on U.S. soil, but two others were killed in an abduction in Mexico. A relative of one of the victims says the four had traveled from the Carolinas so one of them could get tummy tuck surgery.
Attacks on U.S. citizens are unacceptable, no matter where or under what circumstances they occur.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We're going to work closely with the Mexican government to ensure that justice is done in this case.
President Biden has started unveiling parts of his budget proposal, beginning with his plan for Medicare. It includes higher taxes on wealthy people to boost the program's trust fund.
Massive tax increases, more spending.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Will not see the light of day.
And Fed Chair Jerome Powell tells the Senate Banking Committee the latest economic data has been stronger than expected. And that could mean...
If the totality of the data were to indicate that faster tightening is warranted, we'd be prepared to increase the pace of rate hikes.
Those words helped send stocks tumbling. The Dow lost nearly 575 points. This is AP News. A rocket made by the world's largest metal 3D printer is set to lift off later this week from the Kennedy Space Center.
The Terran 1 rocket is made by a company called Relativity Space. CEO Tim Ellis says it's 85% 3D printed.
We have our own in-house team that has designed this rocket from a blank piece of paper. We've built our own rocket engines, we've built our own factory with the world's largest metal 3D printers, our own custom aluminum alloys.
The rocket is only 110 feet tall, smaller than the Atlas and Falcon 9 rockets. It is the largest 3D printed object in the world out of metal. Also,
this is the first, potentially first rocket to use liquid oxygen and liquid methane propellants, which are the propellants of the future for what will be reusable rockets.
Despite its small size, the Terran 1 rocket is capable of lifting more than 4,000 pounds into low Earth orbit. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.